Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
65 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Gavin, brand new phone scam time. What do you have for us?
This one's hilarious. I'm calling Maggie, and Maggie's best friend Heather enjoyed a stay in Tahoe that Maggie earned by going to a timeshare presentation.
Okay.
And Maggie was telling her and joking around about how bad the timeshare was and told her all the details about it. And then Heather told me all the details. So now I thought, I'm going to call Maggie and shame her as the president of the realty company that she did refuse to buy the timeshare from, yet still went on the trip. Because who hasn't done that, by the way?
Of course.
Okay. So I'm going to call as the president with all the details that I know about this presentation and try to shame Maggie for not buying the timeshare.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Maggie.
This is she speaking. Who's this?
Hi, Mag. My name is Raul, and I'm calling from Realty. How are you?
I'm good. What is this about?
Well, we're the company that was in charge of the last timeshare presentation, the ones that gifted you the night stay
right.
In Lake Tahoe. Oh, you do remember us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not interested, but thank
no,
you.
No, I know you're not interested. That's why I'm calling. I'm not sure that you understood that we gave you a free night in Lake Tahoe.
Right, if I went to the presentation. I wasn't obligated to purchase anything.
Right, but you did. You went to the presentation, but then you enjoyed the fruits of our labor, not yours, of our labor. We paid for it for you. And, you know, and Charles was the salesperson that was on. He was there for the timeshare presentation. And did you not like him as like a human being?
No, he was pleasant. I just wasn't interested in the timeshare. That's all.
Yeah, but he works really hard. Charles works really, really hard, and he's got three kids.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking away from Charles's professionalism or
right.
How friendly he was, but I wasn't interested in the timeshare. It has nothing to do with Charles.
I know, but you took the night in Lake Tahoe.
Right, based on the potential to see what this property was about, but I'm not interested. What can I say?
I think it's important to tell you that Charles's wife has mesothelioma.
I don't know what that is, but it's also not my responsibility because I don't know them.
He's had a really hard life, and he works really, really hard at his job. And the fact that you sat there callously through his entire presentation,
excuse
and then at the
me?
End of it, and then at the end
okay.
of it.
Listen, I'm not interested in your property. I can't tell you.
But here's the thing,
you.
Maggie, this transcends property. Forget about property. It's just about treating people with respect and human dignity. Charles,
yes,
Charles.
And I respected Charles,
he gave you,
and I listened to the presentation, and I wasn't interested. What?
Well, then why did you show up to the meeting? Why did you even show up? I don't think you understand the emotional toll that this has taken on Charles. He's got three kids.
Excuse me?
He's got three kids and a wife with mesothelioma, which is a very real disease.
Listen, I have to go because this conversation is highly inappropriate. I'm
okay,
not sure why you don't have
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Me.
I'm getting emotional. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I'm going to leave emotion out of it, okay?
I'm not interested in your property. Thank you
I know
much.
You're not interested in it. Now, I'm trying to leave emotion out of it. Please don't upset me, okay? The point is that you sat there and listened to Charles. You wasted Charles's time. You were the only person in the class. He wasted his time and then still took the night at the hotel? I
well,
don't
you know
understand
what?
It. Who does
I'm
that?
Sorry. I'm sorry he wasted his time, but I'm not interested in your whack-ass property, okay?
Well, but who does that? Why would you even show up?
Who shows a timeshare that's not sellable? It's not even updated. It's not even renovated in any way. Like, what do you want me to say? Do you really want me to, like, bash your property?
Well, maybe we would update it and renovate it if we had some money, if people would buy into it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not responsible. I'm not buying anything. This is the worst sales call I've ever had before.
It's not even a sales call. This is just a cry for dignity for Charles. I wanted Charles to make this call. He's too upset. He can't even. He would never be able to make this call.
Clearly, you guys shouldn't be in this business of sales if you can't take emotion out of it.
I mean, maybe that's true, because we didn't know that the sales world has turned so cutthroat that some people just show up and just take your heart out of your chest and stomp on it on the floor right in front of you, even though you've got three kids.
This is ridiculous, okay? Maybe you should find a different job to go feed your kids then if you can't handle this.
My kids eat just fine. My kids, I hit my numbers. Charles is the one who can't. Did you know that Charles's cat just died?
Oh, really? Really? His cat just died from what?
What did his cat die from? From mesothelioma.
Okay, I'm going now.
Okay, hold on. Maggie, are you still there? I was going to tell her it was a phone scam.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.